There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. It was a somber Sunday for the folks in Charleston, and there was a lot of conversation from east to west, south to north, about what happened in one of the oldest churches in that city, and the fact of a Bible study being interrupted by Dylan Roof, just 21 years old, who had gone in, sat in on the session, and then after an hour killed 9 people in the church. Already, Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, has said has talked about the death penalty, but there's a lot of conversation about the motivation behind what was going on with Dylan Roof, the young man who did this, which is heinous, outrageous, and thank goodness for a florist who followed him for 30 minutes and was able to track him because she thought there was something about the car, she had heard the description, and even though she was afraid, she followed him, and then they ended up arresting him. That's the good news. The bad news is, of course, the aftermath, dealing with the loss of all those people who were all over the map age-wise, but people who had been elders in the church, people who had sung in the choir, it was a horrible, horrible week in Charleston once this happened. And then the conversation turned to other things like the Confederate flag flying over Charleston itself, flying over the courthouse, the state house, and the conversation turned to what happened with the 9 African Americans in this historic church being gunned down last week. The conversation about race opens up, then the conversation about guns now resurfacing again, and the battle over the Confederate flag that flies on the grounds of the South Carolina Capitol. We've had this argument before about this. Jeb Bush issued a statement on Saturday saying he was confident that South Carolina will do the right thing. As Florida's governor, Bush, in 2001, ordered the Confederate flag to be taken from its public display outside of the Florida State Capitol in Tallahassee. Senator Marco Rubio, both of them pretty high up now in the most recent poll, NBC Wall Street Journal, said that he thought the state would make the right choice for the people of South Carolina, but neither one of them really said whether they wanted the state to remove the flag that was state-sanctioned to display. Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin just didn't even dive into the question when he was asked about it, as whether it represents racism or not. He said he wouldn't address anything until the victims of the mass shooting were buried. Smart. So this is just a handful of days after the 21-year-old went into Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, and this was Father's Day weekend, so it brought it home for so many people. Hillary Clinton used the shootings to talk at a conference of mayors on Saturday about bigotry and what she called structural racial disparities, describing race as a deep fault line in America. And then she talked about her admiration for the forgiveness shown by the victims' families when they had a chance to address the killer in court on Friday, which is true. That was stunning and amazing that they, very deep Christian people, you could tell, and they did forgive him, every single one of them that addressed him. So now we have photos of Dylan Roof holding among other things, a Confederate flag in one hand and a gun in the other. So that's also been discussed. And then the question of the flag, and especially in South Carolina, as I already mentioned, the flag flying at the state capitol. The former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, who was the runner-up in the contest in South Carolina, if you remember, in 2008, and is a candidate now for the Republican nomination for president, said that at the time that the people from outside the state shouldn't dictate what South Carolina does with the flag. That was echoed by Ted Cruz from Texas. So now you've got a couple of people that are saying it's up to the state to decide when they're asked about it. And the fight over the flag's placement has been a deep-rooted one in South Carolina. You know, you have to go back to the 60s. It was originally put on the Capitol during Governor Holling's time, and he's a Democrat, was a Democrat, in 1962. And then there was a push in the 90s to take it down, which led to actually a Republican governor who supported its removal, being beaten. So the flag flying over the Capitol is and still continues to be something that causes a rift. Now, they did move it. Remember, it used to fly above the Capitol, and that was in 2000. They moved it to a display. But now you have, like, Lindsey Graham, who's running, the senator from South Carolina, saying, in light of what's happened, that has to be revisited because the shooter is associated with the flag, which is true. I mean, good for Graham for saying that. It is associated with him. So in South Carolina, they have to decide what the right thing is to do there. But this is hardly the biggest deal to come out of what happened in that church. It's the loss of life. It's the victims. It's this horrible thing happening again, and the conversation turning in Washington to the grab your guns people, meaning not grab guns, meaning take the guns away, which to me does nothing but set up a black market experience that would be 10 times worse than you can imagine. So we don't want to see that, that's for sure. All right, let's grab a couple of them. Let's go to Dan, listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay, I'm mad. I asked my daughter for a Father's Day present, and she turned me down.
What was it? What did you want, a drone?
No, I wanted an 18-year-old nymphomaniac with a liquor store. She said she couldn't afford it, and she wouldn't get it for me anyway.
Oh,
she
was
about to call some younger than her woman mom. And so I am just thinking about maybe getting a divorce for my daughter.
I love it. That's
horrible.
Funny.
I mean,
funny.
I told her I had got plenty of Viagra. What are you worried about?
Oh, you're so
my
funny.
My heart's good.
You're crazy.
So what's going on in your life?
That's good. I love that. I love that we were talking about Father's Day presents and what people got. That it was always the tie thing. You always got a tie. And then people would give CDs. And now, of course,
the one they gave me looked like the one that they used to hang people from the tree. I don't know what's going on, baby.
Dan, we need to talk to your kids. We got to fly her up against it. We need them to call the show. We need to give them some gift-giving advice. For sure. It is a happy Father's Day as we swing into yet another week. I hope you really had a happy one, like Dan, for sure. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Madonna's voice in that song. That's like 30 years old, I think. Wasn't that her first hit? Oh, me oh my oh. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You never know what we're going to come up with here on this show as we zig and zag in a few different directions. Coming up a little later, we got the mailbag. Once again, you overflow the amount of email that you sent me. It's crazy. If it were a mail room, I wouldn't be able to open the door. And a lot of you had things to say about the Confederate flag, things to say about the people in South Carolina, how sad it is, the 9 people that were killed. And see, that's the thing. We can argue about all kinds of sides of this. But to me, the winning side is, it's awful for the victims' families. It's awful for the victims. I can't imagine, I'll be honest, if that happened to me and I got that phone call, I would be filled with rage. I would be beyond filled with rage if I got a phone call that, hey, your aunt, your sister-in-law, your whoever was at Bible study and they're not coming home. What? They're not coming home. Yeah. I mean, really, and I give credit to those families for the way they've handled it. It is exquisite. It's unbelievable the way they've handled it. Seriously, it is unbelievable. He's in court on the screen, and they forgive him. They all talk to him, and they forgive him. Say they're upset, they were angry, they're this, they're that about their relatives. But in the end, we forgive you. We forgive you because it's about, I believe in one woman said, because I'm filled with God's love and I can't not forgive you. And I was like, wow, that is amazing to me. And they're showing the world something, I tell you, really. Out of everything that came out of this, to me, that was truly something spectacular. Not spectacular is this cretin, Dylann Roof. Oh, classic, narcissistic, dead-eyed, staring guy with nothing behind the eyes, going into that church and doing, you know, what he did ultimately. By the way, besides the conversation over Charleston, I think the manhunt for these escaped killers, they think, again, they've had another sighting. I can't believe it. I can't believe they haven't been able to track them down yet, except for knowing how thick the woods are in some of the areas they've been. It is pretty tough to track them. But there was a sighting in a rural area near the Pennsylvania border on Sunday. They said it was incredible. So they got like 300 people looking into the neighboring towns of Amity and Friendship, where they were spotted near a railroad line that ran along a country road. This is 2 weeks that we're talking about. And there's all kinds of sheds, trailers, summer houses. There's some places where they could hide out, which is what I thought. What if there's some shack they could duck into, but they might find that shack? They have not found them so far. So how about that? I mean, to survive, they're sticking together. They're not splitting up. Initially, that's what they would have done. They know they're better off probably together, right? So they were concentrating the search in a, you know, couple of miles radius around the prison. But then this sighting, it's a little bit further, and it seemed like a credible tip, so they went and switched the search. Boy, oh boy. So now the people all around that area have to be worried about that. Because here's what you got to remember. What were they in for? What did they escape? They escaped prison, but what were they in for? One was serving a life sentence without parole for killing a sheriff's deputy. The other was doing 25 years to life for kidnapping, torturing, and hacksawing, dismembering his former boss. This is no movie, Horrible Bosses. This is in living color. I mean, they're not guys you would want to mess with, especially since they've been in prison. Think you're going to find him this week? What are the odds? What are the odds you're going to find him this week? And as it gets further and further into this, what if it becomes 3 weeks, 4 weeks? Is there a good chance they escape? But I see that they don't have any money. If they had money and means, they'd be gone already. Grim, hello.
Howdy there, Kate.
Hello.
I'll be a little light, but, you know, I'm still like, I'm mad like Dan, but the light side is, you know, that Teflon cooling on the Clinton couple is eventually going to slip up and they're going to be back in prison. You like that metaphor, don't you?
I do. You crack me up with that. Clinton's in prison. I don't see it, but it is funny.
Yeah, that Teflon's going to wear off eventually. But, you know, I am really upset, you know, about this Charleston incident, and I didn't call in. I waited and listened and everything else. And there, you were right in the start of your segment that there's more emphasis on the gun control and the flag than there is, you know, what's going on down there.
Right, and the people, it's sad.
From the news media, the Northern Yankee news media.
The Northerners, blame the Northerners, yeah.
You know, I'm not from the, you know, me. I'm not from the South, and I'm
sure.
Not from the North.
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy.
I thought you were going to say, I'm an alien, and I'm calling this show.
I happened to move here in 64, and that's all they used to call me as a kid was, you damn Yankee. And I said, no, I'm not a Yankee, nor am I a Red.
I like it.
Yeah, I was born in Denver. I'm a cowboy.
Yeah, so oh, yeah.
That left them nowhere to go.
Right.
And that's what's upset me about the news media, the liberal news media that wants to come down on removing the flag. This is things that Stalin, Hitler, you know, these other extremists did. You know, let's burn all the Christian books, the Bible and all this. You're not going to get rid of history. The thing they have to do is they have to educate. It's better to leave it there to educate, to remind people.
Yeah, here's the thing, too. They did shift it. So, okay, we'll compromise, we'll agree. I said that. In 2000, they moved it from flying over the Capitol to being on display in a different area. And the people in South Carolina, for the most part, you had white and black people and other people saying, that's fine, you know, that's great that that was moved. And I saw an interview with one of Robert E. Lee's relatives, of course, grandson, great-great-great-great-great-grandson, but said, you know what, he said, I'm not a racist at all. I've grown up with all kinds of people, and it's not even a thought in my head. But that is part of my history. That's part of the history down here, and I don't see why that can't be displayed.
Exactly, because that's the people that are living in that area.
Yeah,
that's why our Constitution says the states have sovereignty, not the federal government. And that's the same way with the news media. You got all these people out west in California and up in New York with these news mongrels that are, you know, trying to tell everybody else how to live someplace else. That's wrong.
Yeah, we have a weird PC thing going on that isn't actually very PC. It's very strange what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so strange that you have Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and a couple of other comedians who used to travel around, and they do for fun. They would do comedy shows at way discounted prices at college campuses, and now they say they won't even play them because it's ridiculous what they can and can't say. They're tired of being called every other name from racist to misogynist to whatever label, and they won't do it. They won't play the colleges.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the Christian community, you know, they're more forgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes down to the fact, you know, if you are a Christian, look forward to being persecuted. And that's just it. Turn the other cheek is, you know, their vow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they really, it was heartfelt. You could tell. They were being sincere, and it was really something to see.
Yeah.
I played it back a couple times and said, wow, that is absolutely amazing. Because I don't know how you do that. I mean, I understand about turning the other cheek and all of that.
Yeah.
But to actually be able to do that when someone close to you, someone you love, somebody you go to church with, you have coffee with, you have drinks with, you play bridge with, is just taken away from you in that way would be so horrifying. I cannot even imagine it, Grim. Thanks for the call. Like I said, at the tail end of the hour, we're going to go to the mailbag, of course. But coming up next, weekly re-rack. Don't want to miss this one. One of my favorite guests, have I said that enough, will join us next on the show. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Tonight, with us in what I like to call our virtual green room, Marita Noon. She is the Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great and Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy, or CARE. And so you know, the gist of what Marita talks about, a lot of what she talks about, is what's going on with energy and anything related to energy. And certainly what we see politically happening, and it is crazy. It is a wild tug of war. As you know, this is an issue. Anything energy related is something that is very near and dear to my heart, because I see what's happening to people when they don't pay attention, and then they're just seeing red when they figure out, oof, we've been hoodwinked again. So we had Jeb Bush, who declared his candidacy the other day, and then of course, you know, we've got Hillary Clinton, who's running around and playing pick your poison on whatever issue it is. And, you know, she's talking about the fact that she's going to focus on income inequality a lot. That seems to be one of the main things of her campaigns. But one of the things she's going to be talking about is tax cuts, and tax cuts is one of the things that the Republicans are arguing about in this preliminary stages before we get to the primaries, because we're way ahead of the game and we're way ahead of both of these conventions, of course. So what do we do when the economy is like the pond that used to be my backyard and is completely stagnant and jobs that are massively dependent, because I know some people who fell by the wayside on this, on manufacturing, energy, anything created to the energy sectors, when they're just completely ignored or pushed to the side, and we see what happens, especially when we're talking about green energy and things that have flopped before. I'm thinking of Solyndra. I'm going in a couple of different directions, but it's craziness. So, Marita, thanks so much, first of all, for coming on with us, because we talk a lot about ethanol and what are we doing with, you know, what's happening with ethanol, what's going on, as I said, with green energy and some of the pushes to try to force that down a lot of people's throats where they can't afford it. I guess we'll start with the, you know, just overall where you see energy in relationship to what's happening for the people who live in primary states that they care about voting-wise. Ohio and Pennsylvania, for example. What do you think?
Well, energy is certainly going to play an important role. And in fact, I just sent out in my newsletter last week, I had a paragraph in it saying that whoever ends up being our 45th president, it is imperative that they understand the role that energy plays in America, the American way of life, and the American economy. And that is certainly, unfortunately, not going to be Hillary Clinton, because we know from last September was really her first big energy speech. Well, she was not an officially declared candidate. We certainly all knew she was a candidate. And at Harry Reid's Clean Energy Conference in Las Vegas last September, we can see that a Hillary Clinton presidency will be a third term of Obama's policies. Plus, this past weekend at her Roosevelt rally, as I like to call it, she again parroted one of President Obama's favorite lines in saying that climate change is one of the biggest crises of our time. So we know where she's going to be headed. To me, the question is, which of the Republican candidates are going to be strong on energy? And to me, that's a question at this point.
Yeah, so in looking at the candidates that are already in there, nobody pops out as the strongest so far?
Well, I mean, Rick Perry, as the former governor of Texas, certainly understands energy. And in the 2012 election cycle, he was the strong one on energy. And, you know, he has that potential again. However, at the moment, he's at the very bottom of the polling, though we all know that could change anytime.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting in the one thing about these debates, hopefully there are questions about energy, because, you know, climate change, I can't imagine that doesn't come up anyway. Climate change, clean energy, talking about that.
Let me interrupt you for a moment, if I may. My column that's out this week is entitled "To Win, Republicans Must Be Strong on Energy."
Yeah.
And I'm looking in my column is based on polling. And it's based specifically on some brand new polling that just came out that's done by the Consumer Energy Alliance. And so some people, in fact, in my Breitbart column, one person commented, you know, that this is advertising masquerading as news. But then they called this poll that I was citing push polling. But in my column, I also cite a Gallup poll and a Pew Research Center poll, neither of which could be considered conservative or slanting Republican in any way.
Yeah.
And when you look at the political breakdown, it's fascinating, where the Republican voters stand on climate change. And the Republican voters today are, like, it depends on the poll, but it's like 13% 80% of Republican voters think climate change is something to worry about or something that government should be, it should be a priority. It's very low where, and in fact, it's down again, depending on the poll, but it's down like 13% in Republicans from 2000 or 2007, again, depending on the poll. But there, the Republicans' concern about climate change is very low and lower than it was in the previous polling. So a Republican candidate who's addressing climate change is, in my opinion, wasting their airtime. They're wasting their time on the debate stage because it just plain is not an issue Republicans care about. However, Democrats, when you look at the same polling, yeah, Democrats are up 4% from the 2000 or 2007. Their concern about climate change is increased, which is why Hillary Clinton is talking about it.
Yeah, and you say that, you know, the polling you talk about, the Hickman Analytics, you know, in looking at that, and you say this too, that you look at voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and they're concerned about energy policy, especially, which I mentioned at the top, stagnant economy, job creation, manufacturing, all that kind of stuff. So it goes back around to economic growth and what happens regionally if you puncture what's happening energy-wise in those areas. So it would be wise, as you say, you're not sure who that person's going to be, maybe Rick Perry, but it would be wise for someone to focus on that Republican-wise, don't you think?
I definitely do, and of course that's the theme of my column is, you know, kind of yoo-hoo, Republican candidates, look at these polling numbers, because these polling numbers show that energy is top of mind for voters, especially in those early states. And, you know, like I said, Rick Perry was strong on energy in 2012. We haven't heard a lot from him on that yet, and no one else has really come out talking about energy. So I think John Kasich, assuming he gets in, will also be strong on energy. He's Iowa. He's seen a real transformation in their economy thanks to the energy sector. And he's probably the only other one in there that has really personally experienced that growth.
Yeah, it's interesting too. And I mentioned the two places, other places you're connected with, and one group is CARE, Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. Explain that. I you know, the word responsible energy, I think, oh, I just, responsible, let's keep the prices so they're not gouging us that we can't even afford energy.
Well, I would agree with you that that would be responsible. I mean, to me, responsible energy is the energy that is economic, efficient,
yep,
and effective, because how responsible is it to keep throwing good money after bad, as was just announced that the Department of Energy is putting hundreds of thousands of more dollars, hundreds of millions of more dollars towards green energy projects. And, it's the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy is focused on educating the public about the role that energy plays. And then the other organization, which is a 501c4, Energy Makes America Great, Inc., is focused on advocacy and moving people to action, call Congress, make a move on this. And so that's the difference.
All right. I love it. Marina Noon, thanks so much. I want to tell everyone to go to Breitbart.com and they can check out some of your stuff there. You also have a weekly podcast. How can they listen to your podcast?
It's on americaswebradio.com, and what I do is I take the theme of each week's column and interview experts that have more expertise than I do, certainly people who helped me write each column, as my guests. In fact, on my polling column for this week, it airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on America's Web Radio, and then a few days after that, you can listen to it anytime. Online listening podcast at whatever you want. But I've recorded this week's show. I've recorded three of the four segments already, and it's going to be a fascinating show talking about the role polling plays in politics in America today.
Oh, I love it. I always talk about polls here on America Tonight, and all, not just with energy, but with a lot of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a great guest you might want. One of my guests was super great.
Oh, great, great. Let's, who's the guest? We'll have to connect on that. That would be terrific.
Yeah, his name is Bruce Donisthorpe. He's out of Albuquerque, but he's got 35 years in politics on Capitol Hill, 10 years in polling. Fascinating guy to talk to.
Oh.
He was my guest for two of my segments on my show that I recorded today.
All right, awesome. Done and done. I love it. Thanks, Marita. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Final couple turns for this hour of America Tonight. How you doing, America? Hope you had a great weekend. Perhaps you had a chance to spend some time with the dad in your life or somebody else close to you, however that might be. But it was one of those holidays. I think Father's Day is a really, really special day where a lot of people get together and you have family members come in and whatnot. Just kind of like Mother's Day, obviously the same thing. But it was great to see, as I was tooling around, a lot, you could tell a lot of families had either come in from other places or they were just spending time together. Very cool. Thumbs up on that. Speaking of that, some of you did have things to say about Father's Day, so we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Leopold. I like that. Leopold. And Leopold says, Kate, I have listened to the show now for several years. I have never emailed the show. I just enjoy myself listening. And I have to tell you that I am saddened by what happened in Charleston, South Carolina. I used to live there. People there are really good, salt-of-the-earth types. And to me, more than anything, it's just despicable that somebody, anybody of any color or any reason why, would go into a church on a night where people were praying and feeling the love and be gunned down all for spending time in church at a Bible study. No rhyme, no reason. We've heard it all before. I don't care about the motivation. It's just a sad, sick time in America. Somebody else with a similar opinion, Dean. Sick times, that's what we're said the same thing. Sick times, that's what we're seeing in the United States. How is it you go to pray and you don't come out of a church? Something is absolutely gone wrong in this country. Here's one from Tommy. Love the people who addressed that despicable human being who altered their lives in court on Friday and forgave him. There is a higher power, and they certainly were touched by that higher power. They have much more guts than I do, because I know I could never have done that. So we had a lot of reaction to Charleston, and I think more will pour in, certainly. But, yeah, it's a lot of people reacting to Charleston. Of course, it's any time anything like that happens, and this was one of those areas, again, I say it to me, here's the thing. Churches, schools, you're in a mall, you're at a movie theater. Jeez, we live in America. And, you know, home of the brave, land of the free, something like that. We know we talk about that, right? And it's awful when these kind of things happen. People are people. There are sick, twisted, sad, messed up people. There are people who have motivations you just don't understand. And certainly in this case, racist, I think he was a racist, but whatever he was, whatever label we want to slap on him, doesn't bring back those people. It's about the victims. And then it segs into all these other things and becomes this mass hysterical argument over guns and the Confederate flag and everything away from the victims and the church. It's awful. We move on to this from Jake, who says, Kate, you're Miss Sports. How about your man Jordan Spieth winning the U.S. Open? What did you think of that? Well, you asked me a great open-ended question because I watched that. I spent a lot of the time on the weekend watching the U.S. Open. Terrible greens, terrible course. Close your ears if you don't like sports for a second. But Jordan Spieth, the Texan, who's just 21 years old, wins the Masters. Then he wins now the U.S. Open. It's crazy. Dustin Johnson had three putts on the final hole. If he had hit his first putt, if he had hit the eagle and had gone in, Spieth would have lost and come in second. If he had birdied the hole, they would have had to play 18 holes in a playoff on Monday. But he misses it. He three putts it, and Jordan wins the U.S. Open. Yeah, craziness. Christopher. Hello, Kate. I am from Florida. I've heard a lot of Floridians email the show. I throw in my two cents. Can't wait to come down to Sarasota. Please tell us where you're going to be. I will make sure that I stop by. So do you really think Donald Trump has a shot at becoming president, or is he just trying to gung up the works or get more attention for himself? I don't know if it's so much an attention thing, because he already gets a ton of attention with the television show. He's quoted all the time. Yeah, does he need more attention? It'd be cheaper to buy an infomercial. Spending the kind of money as he spends to run for president and the staff and all those things, I don't know if it's so much attention. Maybe attention to being disgusted with what's happening in the country, and Trump is Trump, and he. I think that's part of the reason why he got into it, because he keeps threatening to do it. This is the only time he could. I mean, how much longer is he going to wait to do that? Is he a serious candidate? Would he seriously be elected over everybody else, including Clinton, Democrats, anyone who could possibly throw in? The answer is no. That would be to me, an even bigger revelation on what people are thinking in this country if Trump were to be elected. In the polls so far, he's not leapfrogging over anybody. He's getting a lot of attention, but he hasn't done that. This one from Amanda. Hi, Kate. Hi, everybody listening to America Tonight. I'll tell you what, I am so tired of the rain. I know that's almost sacrilegious to say to other people in the country who are suffering through a drought, but there's nothing like a flood to make you realize just how precarious the weather can be. I don't often think of rain and what it could do to properties and what it has done, but it's been a nightmare for us in South Texas. Yeah, they have that brown ground stuff where the ground is so saturated it's ridiculous, out of control, and the overflowing rivers. I heard the Guadalupe is just flat out dangerous, and of course in Wimberley and San Antonio they have parts of the Riverwalk even that had gushing water over it, and there was rain in the weekend. There was rain heading into the weekend that affected some in the state. But, yeah, it's crazy, huh? In California, I just was talking to someone earlier in the day on Sunday. They were telling me, oh, the humidity, and it's so hot, and it's everything. Lawn's brown. It's just terrible. They're trying to weather the fact that they don't have any rain, and they have these high fines, and there's people patrolling and looking for people watering and all that sort of stuff. But in Texas, it was the opposite. Texas and Arkansas, some parts of Arkansas, Oklahoma, depends on where we're talking about, really got socked, really, really got socked by the weather, by the unbelievable amounts of rain. Here's one from Donald. Donald says, Kate, of all the Republicans running, I don't understand some of the choices. I don't understand how Lindsey Graham decides, okay, he's going to jump into this thing. I don't understand how Donald Trump ends up in the middle of it. And I don't understand how Ben Carson would throw his name in. Do you think what happens is somebody massages your ego, tells you you would certainly make an incredible president, you get an exploratory committee, a few people mention that they're going to form PACs and throw some bucks your way, and suddenly, before you know it, you really want to run for president? Or do you think this is a mission, a deep, heartfelt passion, a calling by the people who are running? Well, that would be so cynical to think they don't want to just be president, that they haven't always wanted to be president. You know, it's, for some I would say it is a calling. For others I would say there's something else behind it. But I believe if you're running for president, you have to think you're going to win, right? Whether the people around you are pumping you up and they're delusional or not, it doesn't matter. You have to think it, believe it to get it, right? If you don't, if you don't have any belief, how are you ever going to get there in the first place? Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Don't forget to check us out at KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. We could be visiting you soon. Catch you later.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com.